A judge has issued a temporary restraining order, meaning that nearly 20 lakes on Lac des Flambeaux tribal lands will remain open to fishing for non-tribal members. It's Tuesday, May 5th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the rising cost of gas and diesel means it's more expensive to get kids to school, and districts not having to fill the funding gap. And we'll check on the availability of the abortion drug mifepristone, which has been back in the headlines recently. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Public Radio brings the state together with reports from our eight bureaus around the state and conversations about topics that matter to you. WPR is your connection to the pulse of Wisconsin. We are your source for in-depth news from Wisconsin, the U.S., and the world.
The Lac des Flambeaux tribe cannot keep state anglers from fishing for walleye and muskie on reservation lakes under a federal judge's recent ruling. Danielle Kading has more.
U.S. District Court Judge William Conley issued a temporary restraining order against Lac des Flambeaux after the state sued tribal officials to prevent enforcement of the fishing restrictions. Conley cited likely conflicts and the denial of fishing rights to state-licensed anglers among factors in his decision. The state's lawsuit came after the tribe adopted resolutions to protect walleye and muskies, which members rely on for food and cultural practices. Lac des Flambeaux Tribal President John Johnson Sr. says they're seeing low numbers of those two fish species on close to 20 lakes.
And we're not getting brood stock that we need to replenish our lakes through our hatchery.
The tribe said it will comply with the court's order. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources said it's committed to working with the tribe on efforts to protect walleye and muskie. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Wisconsin Election Commission is ordering Madison to uncount 23 absentee ballots that were previously tallied by local canvassers after Wisconsin's April election. Madison's city clerk's office got those ballots from voters well before 8 p.m. on Election Day, but a courier did not take them to the polls until after that deadline. Commission Chair Ann Jacobs says under Wisconsin law, that means those votes cannot be counted. Jacob says that's a shame because even though voters followed the rules, the Madison clerk's office made what she called an absurd error.
I find myself in a situation where inexplicable mistakes were made. I am bound by statute. I don't see a way around it.
Madison's attorneys have argued the city had a legal basis to count the ballots. The commission's order comes around a year after it reprimanded Madison's now ex-clerk for leaving nearly 200 ballots uncounted in the 2024 election. An outbreak of salmonella has been linked to backyard poultry across multiple states. As Hope Kerwin reports, at least five people in Wisconsin were infected earlier this spring.
Public health officials have identified 34 cases across 13 states, but the actual number of people infected with salmonella is likely much higher. That's because most people recover at home after several days of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Dr. Jeff Potthoff from UW Health says it's not until patients are hospitalized and need antibiotics that providers try to identify the bacteria.
A lot of those cases that get diagnosed are just the tip of the iceberg of the people who got exceptionally ill from it.
Potthoff says older adults and young children are the most at risk, so parents may want to skip letting their kids pet chicks and other birds. Last year, a salmonella outbreak that affected more than 500 people was traced back to four poultry hatcheries. Public health officials are still working to identify the cause of this year's infections. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The rising cost of fuel across Wisconsin is slamming already cash-strapped school districts. Across the state, several school districts use a combination of gasoline, diesel, or propane buses, or they contract out transportation services. This year, the Gilman School District is spending $30,000 more than it budgeted on fuel costs. Superintendent Wally Leapard says that's about 70% of a starting teacher's salary.
If you take a little from each area, maybe we can offset that.
Leapard is looking at small cuts across the district to pay for the increase. Regular gasoline is averaging about $4.38 a gallon in Wisconsin, up from $3.81 last month, according to AAA. The average price of a gallon of diesel fuel in Wisconsin is $5.67, up almost a dollar from last month. Coming up, we'll check on the status of the abortion drug mifepristone after a fight in Louisiana and the U.S. Supreme Court getting involved. Stay with us.
We welcome your gift of any amount to Wisconsin Public Radio. When you give, you can ask for the WPR Floaty Keychain. It's bright, useful, and great for every day or time on the water.
It's a little orange keychain with I Heart WPR written on the front.
It's great to have a floaty keychain and show my support for Wisconsin Public Radio at the same time.
Show your love for WPR. Donate any amount and ask for your floaty keychain at WPR.org.
And finally, a federal appeals court decision that restricts access to an abortion pill could limit Wisconsin residents from ordering the medication. Evan Casey has more.
Mifepristone has been used by more than 7 million people in the U.S., but a federal appeals court decision on Friday restricted the medication from being mailed out to patients. On Monday, that ruling was temporarily blocked by the U.S. Supreme Court. State law prohibits residents from getting abortion pills through telehealth visits, but Wisconsinites still order them from providers in states with shield laws that enables out-of-state doctors to mail the medication to patients.
And we have evidence that hundreds of people in our state are doing that every month.
That's Jenny Higgins, director of the Collaborative for Reproductive Equity at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She says the appeals court decision has no impact on brick-and-mortar abortion providers in the state. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And just like always, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. Colder today than the past few days. Highs only getting into the 50s across the state. We'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds, but no rain expected. Overnight, it's likely we'll get some frost across a good portion of Wisconsin, with lows down into the 20s and 30s. And that's it. That'll do it for Wisconsin Today Morning News. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Evan Casey. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.